Welcome to the Let's Talk BS podcast. I'm Brian.
And I'm Sophia, and we're coming to you live from the
757, where we discuss real estate,
culture, and current events.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Sophia. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Doing well. We got a special guest here today.
We do. We do.
Kayla Kaysen. Yes. She's here with us today. I actually reached out to her recently. Just kind of happy and proud of the stuff that she has going on. Seen her on social media. Know she's here locally. She has a gym, right, here locally in Virginia Beach. And so I just wanted to, obviously have her come share her story today, go over just the entrepreneurial spirit, give some information about, how that came about. And then just, speak about health, wellness. A lot of people out there are trying to live longer these days. And I know she can maybe provide some tips and some information on how to, continue to do that. So
absolutely. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. Yeah.
How you doing this morning, Kayla? You good?
I'm good.
That's good.
I've been on the roll this morning, but we're here.
So. That's right. That's
so what
right.
time did you get up today?
5:30.
Yep.
Yeah. Had a couple clients, worked out, and now we're here.
Nice.
Cool,
nice.
Cool. So how, as far as when it comes to your gym, like, do you have everyone come to you, or do you actually, like, go to places and, like, work people out where they're at? Like, how does that normally work for you?
I do both.
You do both, okay. Yeah.
So I have a couple clients that I travel to.
Okay.
But for the most part, they come to me at my gym. But I also do athletes where I have to take them to my gym. I train out of PA middle school sometimes. So sometimes we're in the gym, sometimes we're at my gym. It just depends.
Cool.
Is that in Virginia Beach, PA? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Princess Anne.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Princess Anne. No, don't mind her. She act like she's not from here. She should know all the little langos and stuff.
I was born in Michigan, but I came here from Florida.
Okay.
Yeah. But I still don't, come on now. I don't know the elementary schools, middle schools. Like,
PA high school, though. Like, they're nationally known, like, the basketball team.
Excuse me.
Dozier and them, man.
What
come
I
on.
Know, I know Kellum, Salem, and Tallwood because of you.
Yeah.
And Bayside because I work near it.
Yeah.
I don't know any other high school.
Hey, you named a good chunk of them in the beach, though.
Oh, okay.
That's like half of them. You know
and
what I'm
I know Salem and Kellum because my daughter played volleyball.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
So.
And my fact, I think you play volleyball, right?
Yeah, I play volleyball. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's
yeah.
up.
So she, that, being at the beach or being at the beach at the tournaments and all
right.
that stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get to know some of the different high schools, but I still don't know all of them. So when you just say PA and then on top of that, I'm not good with acronyms. I don't know what you're talking about.
I got you. Well, how was your week, Sophia? Last weekend and this week, how's it been?
It was really good. So Friday we went to Sweet Spot. I rented an igloo there, and we went and had, like, their spread. They have, like, their own version of a charcuterie board and milkshakes and stuff like that. I left my son at home with his dad during that time. But then right after, I picked him up, and we went bowling.
Okay.
So
you nice and bowling? You eat bowl?
I usually bowl over 100.
Okay.
Oh, so you're pretty decent.
I'm not good, I would say, but I ain't bad. I won. I beat everybody.
Okay. What about you, Kayla? You know how to bowl?
I do.
You do? So you nice. You got your own ball and everything?
I'm on my own shoes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm
so you
the
nice.
160s.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. You're pretty decent.
You're good. Yeah.
So you right-handed or left-handed?
Right-handed.
Right-handed. So when you bowl, do you, like, bowl with the curve type of thing, or you straight?
I'm
straight.
A straight bowler, but I kick my leg out.
Oh, so you got a little thing.
Look
okay.
like I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
See, me, I don't do any of that. I don't even bowl in this direction.
Uh-oh.
I bowl to the side.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Because I had issues with my wrists from sports back in my day.
Yeah.
So I can't bowl like that anymore. But I still do a decent job.
Yeah. If you're getting 100, that's pretty decent. Like I said, that's pretty decent. I'm probably, like, right under where you're at, Kayla. I'm normally, like, a 140, 150. If I do really good, I can probably get, like, 170, 180. But, yeah. But I remember coming out
of... Yeah, we need proof.
Oh, we need proof. We need receipts back.
I don't know. We need receipts.
Oh, man.
Because let Brian tell it. He can play everything.
All right, look, I'm an athlete.
Yep.
Elite.
I can do anything.
Yeah. We can do anything, man. But, nah, for real, I remember, because after playing football in college... I got into the mortgage industry, as most folks know, our listeners, know my story. And you know, I was just churning to try to, you know, still do things, right, mm-hmm. athletic-wise. And, you know, I can't go out there and, like, pick up, play football or whatever. I could have, but, you know, I had a lot of injuries and things, so I just, like, nah, that really wasn't my direction. So a lot of the folks in the office that I was at, it was a, they were a part of a bowling team. And so I remember I was, like, around, like, 22, 23 years old, and we used to leave work every – it was Tuesdays and Thursdays they had this bowling league.
To go practice.
No, to actually play. It was in the bowling league. So we would leave the office around, like, 3 o'clock. And we would go bowl, man. And I remember going to the bowling alley, Sophia and Kayla. And I remember these old folks busting my ass in bowling. And I'm like, look, you know how we competitive, right? We all play sports. So I'm like, nah, I got to get better. You know what I mean? So I remember I used to like secretly on the weekend. I used to go by myself. I even invited some of my whole boys. They were like, this is boring. Let's go to the club. Like, nah, let's go bowling, bro. Let's go bowling real quick.
You know what's funny? When we were there, I watched a group of guys. It was like 4 of them. And they looked like they were about our age. Yeah. Like, mid-30s or whatever,
yeah.
Walk in, and I'm like, they got to be a married group of guys. Like, what? Yeah.
Hey, nah,
I don't know too many men.
Hey, at nighttime, though, I remember back then, because I used to, like I said, I used to go during the day to try to practice, but then I would convince some of the fellas. I'd be like, yo, at nighttime, they had the music go, the lights would go down, you can get drinks and stuff.
That's how we were. Friday night we went.
Yeah, so I mean, that's what I did, and I got my game up. And so back then, I was hitting like 170, 180 consistently. Mm-hmm. And but like I said, I mean, that was like for like 2 years I did that. And then, you know, since then, I kind of just play here and there or whatever, you know, when the opportunity presents itself.
Okay, so what's your scores now? Like 120?
Yeah, if I go out there, if I play, I would say like 140. Okay. 140 is where I'm at right now. Okay. Yeah, if I go out there and play like a week or two, I can get back up there.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I used to have my own ball and all that. I never had my own shoes, though. I never did that. But I had my own ball, my own bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, had my name engraved in the ball and all that.
Oh, no, you was dedicated.
My favorite color is orange. My ball was orange, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
Yeah.
You went there, I was like, yeah, let me get the orange one.
Yeah, I did. I actually did do that.
So then on Saturday was the first day that the kids played football.
Yeah.
So my son... Uh-oh. I don't even want to say what he did.
Uh-oh.
I'm embarrassed. He embarrassed me.
Oh, man.
Okay? He embarrassed me to the point where we have been practicing all week.
Oh, man.
I have been running plays with this boy. Last night, we were running plays.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
So I told him, I said, Saturday, you better show out.
Right. Yeah, but, that's funny, man. So I give you a little, okay, like, I give you this real quick. So it's funny. She is telling the truth. So Saturday, we found out that both of our kids are playing on the same football team, right? Mm-hmm. And so we were out there, and it was crazy because the game, the way they have it is you practice first, and then the game's after that, mm-hmm. right? And so I remember, like, the coach came. He was really, really late. Like, he was, like, 30 minutes late. So, like, the practice window pretty much was over, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And so when he got there, he was all fluttered. It was funny, but Buddy was like, yo, he came, but I was out there trying to, like, help or whatever. Like, before, when the kids were out there, I was still just trying to throw the football around with them, kind of get them loose until the coach came. And this is the first game of the season, right? So we don't know who's who or what. And it was funny because the coach was like, man, they asked that I wanted to volunteer when I signed my son up. Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah. And he was thinking, like, he was just going to be, like, kind of helping.
Oh,
maybe
yeah,
like
here and there.
He was like, man, next thing I know, they sent me a schedule with the list of names of the kids. Like, they said, you a coach. I'm like, he's like, I didn't sign up for this. So he had me weak when he said that. So then we got around at a circle. I could tell he was just stuttering and he was so nervous. And so I kind of just, like, inserted myself. I was like, I'm just going to help him out.
Well,
you know
cool.
what I mean? So I came out there and helped him out a little bit. And we won, which was really cool. You know, we won the game.
I didn't even know if we won or not, because my son was
Her son, ain't going to lie. He was like.
So they were practicing, that little 10 minutes that they were practicing. He was out there at first being a good sport. He was running, doing all the stuff. And then something clicked in him, and he was like, this shit boring. And he walked off the field. And he would not go back. And then at one point, I thought I had convinced him to go back on to the field. He walked out there and sat down.
Oh, yeah, he did. My man sat on
the field.
Like, y'all was going to play around me. Like, yeah.
Right.
Y'all was going to play around me. I'm
so
permanent
then,
center.
I grabbed him, and I was like, okay, we're going to stay here. We're not leaving, because he kept asking to leave. And I was like, no, you're going to support your team. So then when, you know, everything finished, we came home, and he literally sat. I mean, got on the couch, went to sleep like he worked a full hour. Like, he was out there running and got, like, 10 touchdowns. Worked a 10-hour day. I was like, this is crazy. So immediately we, you know, started practicing with him. So we were just practicing last night. So he better do good. I don't know if I'm going to practice tonight, but last night
Trying to get him right.
Yeah, right, just so he can understand the concept. But he still has these tantrums. When somebody actually gets his flag, he's pissed.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get him to get out of that. But he does understand the concept a lot better. That's he knows that he has to run the ball. He understands boundaries.
And
when you go out of bounds, he understands, like, when it's time for him to run and then when he has to play defense. Now those little concepts, he does understand. He just has to get over, like, when he's actually caught or like when, you know. He's doing a lot better. And then that day, I can't remember. I think I did hair that day. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I just kind of chilled out for the rest of the weekend. I don't remember anything that was significant for me to share. I just chilled.
Yeah, that weekend, I mean, pretty much the same thing. You know, obviously was out there playing, you know, my son's playing football. Then after that, one of my neighbors, he actually came on the podcast before, he's an accountant, my boy Sherman. His daughter had a birthday party at the, that's what is it called, like Sky Zone, the trampoline joint? Yeah. Man, I feel like everybody had their birthday parties there. Don't you,
iCloud?
Kayla, right? I feel like everybody had their birthday. It's either there or Funville.
How was it?
What'd you say?
How was the party?
When
did you guys go into the room?
We were there. We were out on the trampoline for an hour.
Yep.
And then we went into the room, was in the room for like 45 minutes doing the whole birthday stuff.
Yeah.
And then, like, the last 15 minutes, they were like, hey, if you want to go back out there, you could. But we was like, nah, we was left.
Okay.
We were leaving, yeah.
See, I don't like that.
What you don't like?
The fact that the party itself doesn't have a room for the entire party.
Mm. Oh, we had a room.
Oh, okay. So when I went to a birthday party there, but like you said, the first hour, there was no room. You didn't have access to your room.
Oh, yeah. We didn't. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we didn't go in a room at the beginning.
And like all the parents and everybody's like out trying to figure out where to sit.
Right.
Gotcha. So if you have like, if you do the traditional 10, not such a big deal. But there's no special seating for people who are having a birthday party. So you're amongst all the other people until it's your time. And then you literally get an hour to just eat and do the birthday cake. Mm. So the parents don't even have time to interact with each other or know who's actually there for the party until you get to the room.
I didn't even think about it like that.
And I don't like that.
No, you should have that room the whole time.
But they only got like, I'm trying to think, they only had like, what, like three rooms, I think? And then the crazy part is when we was there, like, because there were two rooms beside each other, and then they had, like, a set of bathrooms right there. Those bathrooms were down. So like, we had to, like, you got little kids and stuff, and even adults. So we had to go to the other side to go to the bathrooms. So it was just, like, so everybody's, all the people that are there are condensed down to two working bathrooms, the male and the female bathroom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was kind of wild.
So it wasn't like that until the new company, iCloud. I think it's iCloud that owns it now, right? iCloud?
I don't know who owns it. I think it's called SkyZone right now.
Is it
now.
Called SkyZone
I believe
right
so.
Now?
I believe so,
okay,
yeah.
So when I had a birthday party there, it was called
Cloud 9, I think
Cloud
it used to be called.
Nine.
Yeah, I remember that.
Something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Cloud 9. That's probably what
and
you're
so
talking about. Yeah.
Then you had the full two. You had your own room.
Gotcha.
So us as the parents,
they probably trying to just get more people in there, trying to get more money.
That's true, it's just, to me, it's so inconvenient because as a party planner, if you ever had, it's already stressful planning a party, right? Mm-hmm. And then when we get there, now I'm having to, when that hour comes, like, hey,
get all this stuff
come
over.
On, let's, you know, and we have to then rush in there, set it up. And I just don't like that.
No, I feel it.
I'm not a fan of
the amount they
that.
Charge nowadays.
Yeah, especially like, at my day child.
Exactly.
Yeah, sure. I got, matter of fact, this weekend, because my daughter, shout out to my daughter, her birthday was Wednesday. And so this Saturday, we're doing a birthday party for her. She wants to be at Chuck E. Cheese. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because she be scared of the Chuck E. Cheese people, but yet she want to go there. I'm like, what we doing? Like, you set yourself up just to be scared? Like, what's going on, man? But that's where she wants to go. And so we're doing the birthday party there. And like you said, that joint is expensive. I was sitting there looking at stuff. I'm trying to get the pieces for the parents. And I'm like, look, shoot, like, I want some of y'all to cancel. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, just go ahead and call out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we went to the birthday party Saturday. And that was pretty much it, man. We just relaxed, chill. Sunday, we cleaned up. On Sunday, though, I will say, which was dope, was the, and it happened Friday and Sunday, but the women's Final Four was on Friday. Yeah. And then the national championship for the women's was on Sunday. And it was crazy because, like, there's a lot more buzz, a lot more people talking about the women's basketball tournament than the men's. Like, there's a lot of different stars in the women's game. And it was pretty cool to kind of see, like, in the championship, you had Iowa, who has the best player in the country, yep. Caitlin Clark, broke all the records, scoring records. I mean, she reminds me of, like, Steph Curry. Like, yeah. She's out there shooting from distance, you know, passing the rock. Like, she's doing just controlling the game, mm-hmm. you know. And then you got South Carolina, who was undefeated this year, hadn't lost a game, got a black coach, which I love, Dawn Staley of South mm-hmm. Carolina. She used to play at UVA back in the day, back when I was growing up. But it was pretty cool to kind of see them, you know, collide in the championship and win. What did you think about that? Did you check the game out?
Yeah, I watched it. It was really exciting. I think the women's game, like, broke records with the views and stuff. You said you were going for South Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, so I was going for Iowa with Caitlin Clark and Iowa all the way till they got to the championship. So, yeah, but it was like I wanted.
So Caitlin Clark is the girl who wears the one.
No, that's Angel Reese.
Oh, yeah. So they actually, Iowa played them in the Elite Eight and beat them. Mm-hmm. And because the last year in the final was Iowa and LSU. So they actually played last year. Angel Reese and Iowa played against each other. Their teams mm-hmm. did, and LSU won the championship. So Iowa kind of got their revenge on them this year mm-hmm. and knocked them out the tourney and made it back to the championship. They ended up losing in the final to yeah. South Carolina. So, yeah, I mean, I like to watch greatness, man. So I wanted to see, like, the perfect outcome to me was kind of what happened. Like, I wanted to see Caitlin go off, which, you know, first quarter she was going crazy. She kind of slowed down towards the end of the game. Yeah. But I wanted to see her go off, and I wanted South Carolina to, you know, go undefeted. So,
yeah. So I wanted like Caitlin to get her championship before she graduated. And
yeah.
I'm the type, I like to go for the underdog, so.
That's true. Yeah, I like to go for the underdog as well.
They're already undefeated, South Carolina. That's true. I wanted to just see something else happen.
And I think, matter of fact, last year, too, because Iowa played South Carolina in the tournament, and Iowa actually beat South Carolina and beat them last year. So it's kind of like they're also reversing the revenge as well, too. So, yeah, but it was cool, man. It was really dope to see the women's game being celebrated like that. Yeah. I remember growing up watching, you know, UConn and Gino Auriemma and all, you know, your Diana Taurasi's and all them playing basketball. So it was pretty cool to kind of see the game celebrated in the way that it's been this year, you know, in the last really couple years for real. So
I'm actually excited to watch women's basketball now.
Yeah, yeah. Now I get to follow her and see, like, you know, where some of these women play and when it comes to, like, the WNBA,
right.
You know, see what team they go to and all of that. So
that's one thing I didn't like. I forgot what her name was. I think she plays in the WNBA. But she was kind of, like, downplaying Caitlin, saying,
yo, they were hating on her.
Just wait till you get to the WNBA. We're grown women. Yeah. You know, we've been doing this. Da, da. I'm like, give her flowers while she's there.
Yeah.
Like, let her have her moment.
Yeah. So. I saw that too. It was a couple of people that was saying that. Like, I can't remember the names either. I don't want to say the wrong name and, you know, whatever. But
haters.
Yeah, it was LeBron people
that said, LeBron tweeted.
Yeah,
that
I seen
actually.
LeBron. Yeah, yeah. LeBron was like, yo, if you hate no Caitlin Clark, there's something's wrong with you. Pretty much, you know, paraphrasing what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Because I mean, she out there killing it, man. You know what I mean? Like, she was playing very well. If you look at the team that she has, like. It's not. I don't even know if there's anybody on her team that probably will make it to the WNBA.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
There might be one,
but yeah, it's not. I mean, like the teams that she was taking on and they were winning against got like three, four people that are going to go to the WNBA. Yep. Highly touted, you know, five star players. You know what I'm saying? And she was really like competing against them and beat majority of them besides South Carolina. Yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool. Me and my son, you know, he's really into sports now, so we sat there and watched that game. And, you know, he was rooting for Caitlin Clark, so he was kind of actually going, I mean, kind of going against each other a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, every time she did something cool, he's like, oh, stop. You know, he's doing a little hand like she do or whatever, the little, you know. But it was cool. And I was showing him, you know, because he's now, you know, really starting to take after me as far as, like, the sports and really wanting to play. You know, I always try to show him, like, the work that it takes behind the scenes to do that. And that's kind of what I wanted to piggyback into, you know, kind of tossing it to you, Kayla, when it comes to just, like, you know, obviously, I know you're a trainer, right? And so you train people. Like, speak to, like, the importance of just, like, putting in the work and, you know, being prepared for those moments when those moments do arise. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, I know a lot of people may have talent in whatever sport they play, but, you know, obviously putting that work in definitely kind of takes you to that next level.
Yeah, I feel like I have a unique perspective on that because I wasn't always the most athletic, but I had to work really hard to get where I was. I started off playing basketball.
Okay.
It wasn't until high school that I transitioned to volleyball. So I was already from behind because these girls had been playing, years at that point. So, you know, I had to put in the extra work, the extra time. I would show up an hour before practice, an hour after. I knew I wanted to play D1 volleyball, so I'm like, dang, I have a lot of time to make up for it. so, yeah, you know, I was there before and I was there after. I actually saw a quote today that was like, everyone shows up for practice, but it's like what you do outside of that is what makes you different. Yeah. So that's kind of, that was my mindset. And
that work ethic, though, that you're speaking of, you said, like, that's high school. Like, that's really uncommon. Like, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, so, like,
with my daughter. I'm like, girl, you in here eating snacks. You need to be out there doing stuff.
Like, what made you, like, view it that way? You know what I'm saying? Like, what made you say, hey, I mean, I know, obviously, the learning curve, I guess you could say, because you didn't play, and a lot of those girls, they start playing a lot earlier than you, right? So I know just that part of it. But what made you want to, because, you know, in high school, like, I know for me, like, you know, it's social. You want to hang out with your friends. So you get to miss out on a lot of those things when you're an athlete to, like, really put the work in to really be able to, you know, get the best product of yourself. Mm-hmm. So what made you, like, want to do that or, you know, kind of keep your focus on those things?
I think, honestly, I have to give a lot of it to my dad.
Okay.
He was a football coach, so.
Okay.
I grew up since I was, like, 3. It's like, from the time I could walk, I was on a football field watching him, you know.
Yeah.
Coach, and he really instilled the mindset in me of, like, hard work, and just watching him, like, he would, I think one time he broke his hand or something, he's still going to work. He tore his Achilles, he's still going to work.
Wow.
Like, he always, you know, just showed me, like, you have to work for the things that you want.
Absolutely.
So it was definitely him, but going into, I feel like I always just had that mindset for some reason.
Yeah.
I
guess some people have it. I mean, some people have it in them. Yeah, I mean, that's why I was asking, like, because there's a lot of, like, it's one of them things where you have it or you don't. Because I remember people in high school, there were a couple that were, they were just rock, like, they were the workaholics, you know what I mean? So I just was wondering, because I wasn't one of them. Like, I was talented, and I did just enough work, and that's why I didn't get as far as I ever wanted to. I played college ball, but I didn't get to the next level, was because my work ethic, it was good, but it just wasn't, like, that next level. And I wasn't good enough where I can just ride my talent all the way there, you know what I mean? So the people who have that work ethic, like, I've always was curious, like, what drives you to be like that?
I don't know. Like, I was always just different in high school. Like, I was.
Did
the
you have
one...
a clique that you guys were like-minded? No.
I was always the outcast. I was joked for it. Like, it was like, oh, Kaylee ain't going out tonight. Like, I did not go to a party until I got to college.
Yeah.
I was the one, you know, on weekends, I'm out at volleyball tournaments, so everyone else is back at home doing this or that. And I would get home, and I just wanted to do my homework. I didn't watch TV in high school.
Wow.
I wanted to go to bed early and rest for practice the next morning. Like, I'm waking up at 5 a.m. before high school, like, class.
Yeah,
to go run. I'm watching motivational videos on YouTube. It was weird, but I was obsessed.
That's what's up. No, that's the obsession great. That's what it takes.
That should be.
That's what it takes. That's what it takes.
You said that's the mindset that I'm trying to get my daughter to get in. Into, because she's a lot like you. So she started off playing basketball. Mm-hmm. Right. And then she played softball.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And she didn't really feel like those two sports was something that she could do in the long run. Right. Mm-hmm. So then she actually fell into volleyball. So what happened with her was she had girls that were like, try out for volleyball. So she missed the first, I think tryouts are like a week.
Mm-hmm.
So she missed all the days except for the last day and made the team.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah. And so she, when that happened, I guess that lit something in her like, oh, okay, I must be okay to make the team and only show up one day.
Yeah.
And so from there, she started playing volleyball. So she played in eighth grade. She did some clinics. She's been trying to get me to allow her to play AAU, but my husband's in the military, so it's a lot. Oh, I told her. I was like, I can't. I'm only one person. Like, traveling is one thing to play AAU and you're local, but when you have to travel and I have to bring my other two little ones, it's a lot. So I told her, I was like, she has to wait till she drives. And then once she can drive, I can allow her to drive to practice and that eliminates everything during a week. And then we could travel on the weekend, but I just can't do everything. And so right now I'm like, but in the meantime, you could be lifting, you could be running, you could be doing things that is going to make you better when it comes to conditioning that's coming up in the summer for your tryouts that are going to happen at the end of the summer.
Yeah.
So
that's dope. That's dope. Yeah, that's good, man. What I was going to ask you a question. I know you said your pops was coaching. He coached, like, what level did he coach?
He coached rec.
Rec. Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah,
that's
but what's it up. Was he's a big part of my life as far as like just just he showed me so much. Yeah. How he poured into those kids. And the passion that he had for that. I don't know. I just feel like it translated to me somehow.
Understood. Yeah, were you the only child, or do you have any siblings?
I have a brother. Okay. He's way older than me, though. We're 11 years apart.
11 years apart. Okay. I mean, I got a younger sister. We're eight years difference. Yeah. You know,
my oldest and my youngest are 10, exactly yeah, 10 yeah. years apart.
It was so, cool.
Yeah.
Like another dad almost.
Yeah. That's how it was with my sister. Like, she used to hate it because, like, I went to Tallwood and, you know, she played sports as well. She played basketball. And so everybody referred her as Brian's little sister. And so she used to hate that. Like, you know, I'm long gone. I'm out of college at that time and everything. And it's like, oh, you're Brian's little sister. You're Brian's little sister. And so she used to really hate that. She used to despise that. Mm-hmm. So she told me, like, I remember one basketball game, she did really, really good. And they went to school the next day. And, like, that's when it shifted. Like, they didn't call her Brian's little sister no more because, like, she now kind of, like, had the light. You know what I mean? So she was like, you know, that was kind of one of her driving motivations right. was to not be, you know, under my shadow, I guess you could say. You know what I mean? So
that's so funny. But, that's cute.
But, yeah, but kind of going back, Kayla, as far as, like, you know, obviously you having your own gym. Mm-hmm. What's the name of the gym?
Drip Athletic Club.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Where is it located?
It's on 31st Street at the Oceanfront.
Gotcha. So,
it's at the beach.
That's good. That's good, man. Yeah, I've seen, I saw Kayla on the news not too long ago, speaking about her gym. I mean, really big things. Like I said, I'm really proud of you. That's one of the reasons why we wanted to have you on the podcast today, just to kind of, you know, shed some light on what you got going. You know, a lot of times when it comes to, like, you know, small businesses, local things, you know, we don't really get the spotlight put on us like that. So, you know, if I have the opportunity to kind of put the spotlight on folks that I see out here that's doing the work that's needed to really kind of push everything forward, you know, I'm going to definitely try to do my part as far as, you know, doing that as well. So why is, like, health and wellness important to you? Like, you know, obviously with you having a gym, that means you have to have some type of consciousness on, you know, people's health and wellness yourself and then others. So why is that important to you?
I feel like it's become more of like a mental health thing for me at this point in my life. Obviously, it used to, from being an athlete, it used to be a physical thing. But now it's more so, it's my time to escape from the world for a second, you know. It's my peace. It's my, I just feel good. So, it's definitely a mental thing. But obviously, I want to live long.
Yeah.
And I want to feel good, feel healthy, feel strong. It's not really about how I look nowadays or how much I weigh or. As long as I can fit into my clothes and I'm good, you know, I don't need to have a cut six pack or be cut up or nothing.
Yeah.
And that's what I kind of try to translate to my clients and everyone that walks through my gym. It's like, I'm not about what you look like or whatever. I just want you to feel good and walk out of here feeling confident and a little bit less stressed when you leave here and ready to conquer your day. So
that's good.
So how was that transition? So you played volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
You played volleyball in college.
Yes.
And then what did you do after you graduated from college? Like, did you go straight into personal training? Did you have a time where you worked for a company? Like, how did that look?
No, so I met someone who's actually my son's father. I was put out there. Everyone knows at this point. and we actually started a gym together. So I met him as I was graduating college. So it was actually, I'm very grateful for that experience, you know, because he was already doing that.
Okay.
And, yeah, I helped him open a gym, and he kind of got me into the whole training world. And I really loved it. I loved being my own boss. I loved working on my own time. And, you know, things obviously didn't work out with that. So I wanted to stick with it, though.
Okay.
So.
That's good. Yeah, entrepreneurship is tough, isn't it?
It is.
Man, look.
It's tough.
I tell you, man, when you look, because I even me and Sophia, we talk about this all the time, like, you got to be wrapped different. Like, I even tell my wife, like, it's like you, I really feel like when it comes to being an entrepreneur, like, you really have to be, like we about said, crazy it. And about that life. Like, it's because it's hard.
Tough. It's hard. Mental. It's a lot.
Yeah. Like you said, as far as the mental health and everything, like, you got to be kind of wrapped different. You have to have a certain belief in yourself and what you're doing. Then I don't think really most folks have. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to you to be able to do that. You know, especially at that. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's tough, man. Because I remember coming out, like, you know, obviously I do mortgage. I remember the very first company I worked for, what we did was, you know, we did mortgages like I do now. But the way we got paid was we got paid once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And we got paid only if we closed deals, right? Which is still today. I get paid commission. Right? So I'm only getting paid when I close deals. So I can help people, talk to people all day. But we don't get to that finish line. Right. I ain't getting no coin.
Exactly.
So it's like, yo, I remember coming out of college, you know, a lot of my peers, my friends getting nice salary positions, getting nice hourly positions. Yeah. And I'm coming working at this company, and it's like the first couple of months, I'm just learning everything. So I'm not even getting paid. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and it, you know, and I got bills and stuff too. Yeah. You know, I had student loans I had to pay back at that particular time. And then I'm trying to keep up with the Joneses. Like, that's why I ran that credit card up. So I'm buying the True Religion jeans and, you know, the J's and all of that. So yeah. It's like, yo, like, I remember questioning myself so many times, but I felt like, you know, this was the best, you know, as far as how I am, like, this was the best thing that I can do to put out there. I wanted to help people, you know, buy homes, you know, especially people that look like myself, because mm-hmm. I know a lot of times information, you know, we don't get that information. So I felt like, hey, I can be a beacon as far as that goes. And then I honestly just wanted to have the freedom, like you said. So, like, yes. You know, I didn't want to have, like, well, I'm tied down to be here, have to be here at this certain time. Like, I always wanted to have a family and be able to, like, go to my kids' games all the time, be able to do this, go travel, do these things. Not like, oh, man, how many weeks do I have, you know, PTO and all that. Like, I never wanted to do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I was willing to bet on myself at all costs. And like I said, it has its goods and its bad when it comes to entrepreneurship. Yeah. But, you know, I always like to ask that question to people who are entrepreneurs, like,
What motivates you?
Like, you got to be drinking some other type of juice than other people, man, because it's tough. Because I know some of the sleepless nights that I go through and thinking about stuff. And you always, you know, just like trying to figure out how to push and more. Right. Yeah. You know, it's tough, man. It's a heavy burden. But, I mean, the people who do it and they do it the right way, man, they normally have a pretty good successful ending for it. So that's pretty cool, man. I had another question for you. So you said you played basketball, played volleyball. So obviously you're an athlete, right? Who is your favorite athlete? Did you have somebody, like I know you said growing up, or even now, you know, or has it changed over time? Like, who is your favorite athlete when you think of, you know, it didn't have to be somebody in volleyball or basketball, but who's your favorite overall athlete? No, it's not. Okay, all right.
You know, I was talking to my mom about this last night, and I was like, of course, like, Jordan.
Yeah, come on, Mike. Now, like, yeah.
That's typical.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, I went through this phase. I liked Rajon Rondo. You know who that is, right?
Of course.
Point guard for the Celtics.
Yeah.
When I was growing up. Yeah. I don't know what it was.
And he's not doing good right now, right?
No, he's not.
I mean, Rondo's, well,
he got some trouble.
Yeah. He got some trouble recently. Yeah, he did. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it was nothing like too crazy, though, but it was.
I think he got caught like with drugs or something.
Yeah, gun and weed in his car. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. I think when I was playing basketball, I felt like for some reason,
like, you had a game like his, you think, a little bit? Yeah. Because he was, I used to, because
it was him, what's the,
like,
one
the
guy?
Fat Five. Perkins.
So, little funny quick story. So, I was growing up, my favorite athlete was Kobe Bryant. Okay. Right? That was my guy, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, the Celtics, which Rondo played majority of his career with, you know, used to battle against the Lakers, you know, a couple times in the finals, right? And so I used to dislike Rondo, man. I used to respect his game, man, but he was just like a little ant. He was just
like, because
he had the big three, you had KG, Paul Pierce, and Ray, so they would get a lot of the points, get a lot of the fanfare. And Rondo was really like kind of the one that kind of stirred the pot, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So he was very vital.
He literally stirred the pot. He was around that court.
His stat line would be like 2 points, like 13 assists, you know, 14 rebounds. I'm like, yo, this dude Rondo, man. I actually saw Rondo play. One of my buddies, because Rondo played, he went to Oak Hill. So I seen one of my buddies that.
What's Oak Hill?
Oak Hill is a private school. Prep school.
In Virginia Beach?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Nah.
Is that north or something?
Yeah. It's like near like the, you can almost say DMV area.
Yeah,
like,
okay,
you
know, okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, nah. Yeah, that's not here. I'll give you that one. That's not local. That's not local.
You said it like it was.
Nah. Okay, but a lot of people know. A lot of people who play basketball. Yeah, a lot of people. Like, you got Carmelo that came through there. It's a lot of people that's went
through
Oak Hill.
Y'all just said that about PA.
That's true.
Like, everybody's out here besides me.
That's true. We hoopers, though, man. Right. We know the hoop scenes. We know where to be, you know, where they come from.
Nah, I play basketball, too. Don't get me wrong.
But you didn't play here, though.
But, yeah, I didn't play here, and I've never been a fan of watching basketball on TV.
Gotcha.
So I play it, and I will go watch it in person, but I'm not big.
Yeah.
Just like how some people just don't watch TV. That's their personality. When it comes to sports, I just don't watch sports on TV. Doesn't mean
sense.
I don't understand it. I may not know everybody's names, but that's in all industries.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm bad with my clients' names.
I'm bad with
actors. I'm bad with songs. Oh my gosh. Like, I can identify the song. I can sing all the lyrics. But tell you who the artist is?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I get joked a lot of times because, like, I love music, right? I love music. So I listen to music all the time. And so I know, like, you know, I listened to music back from like the 70s and 80s. That's what I grew up on. My parents played in the house. And like, you know, obviously the music we grew up on now and everything. And so it's a lot of times they'll be like, somebody will ask me like, yo, what was the name of that song? And I'll start like humming or trying to like boom, boom. And I'm terrible. Like, I don't sound good doing it. So they're like, what? What kind of song is that? Like, I'm like,
he's actually done that to me before. Like, and I'm looking at him like, what song are you even referring to?
I make it further off than you were before.
He'll put the song on, and I'm like,
that did not
sound like what you were trying to tell me.
Yeah,
absolutely not. But yeah.
So, that's the one thing, man. Like I said, I love my, you know, people who know me, man. I have a strong faith. I love God. Love Jesus, you know. I know we just had Easter. Shout out to God. You know, for him rising, obviously. I got a transition. That was crazy. That was a wild transition right there, right? I remember, like, having somebody asked, I can't remember who it was, but I was like, yo, like, I love how my life is. Like, everything's, like, exactly what I dreamed of. I was like, but if there was one characteristic that I could have that I wish my man G.O.D. had gave me, I wish I could sing. Nah. I wish I could sing. I was like, I think I've been too perfect if I could sing, though. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah, we gonna hold that. We gonna hold that. I never forget it, yo. I remember it. I'm going kind of left, right? And we'll come back. But I remember, man, when I was like 20 years old, I was in college. And my boy Eric, he lives in New York actually right now. We were at a party. And I remember, because I used to like be very shy to approach a woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just... that was never my thing. Like, I was always be around guys that were mad aggressive. They would say stuff, and I would just kind of be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I remember my buddy Eric, yo, we was at this party, and we were, like, leaving the party. And so that's when, you know, a guy normally would try to talk, you know, whoever, whatever. So I remember, man, like, I wanted to say something to this girl, and nobody else knew it. I was like, yo, I'm going to say something. I kept saying, like, doing the curve, I'm going to say something. And I remember my buddy Eric, we walking out together, and I didn't even tell him. He like says something to the girl, and then my man just starts singing because he can sing for real. Yeah, like, he still sings to this day. Like, he's out there making music in New York and everything. He's doing really big things, and he just starts singing, and then she just melted. And I was like, oh, I was like, and then so I got mad jealous. Too? Yeah, I was like, shoot, what you want? Like, what, you know what I'm saying? Nah, but nah, seriously, I was like, yo, man, that joint was just so like. That was like your wild card. Like, yo, if I can, my game could be whack, but I could just sing on a dime and whatever. You know what I'm saying?
So that's funny because there was this one time where I was living in Florida and this guy asked me out on a date. I said yes. So we went out and he could sing. And it was annoying. Like,
you're like,
he was using the superpower too much.
In the beginning, you're like, oh my God, you can sing. And it's so nice. But then, like, he harmonized every fucking thing. Just like
you was in a walking musical.
Right. And it was like, bro, we don't have to sing driving down the road. Like, it's okay. Like, if I say, and then it was kind of like one of those things where I said, oh, I love the way you sing. So, you know, you hear, I love the way you sing. And they're like,
oh, yeah, we're going to take that. There we go. We're going to take that to the bank. We're going to take that to the bank. We're going to take that to the bank.
I think that's how my dad got my mom.
Oh, for real? Your pops can sing?
My dad, oh my God.
He can sing.
That's one of my little hidden talents.
You can sing too?
I can. I'm not singing right now.
Oh, I'm about to say. Yeah. Look, we put you on the spotlight. Look, shoot.
But I got that from my dad too. But he did, okay. Sing. Oh my God.
So did you, with you, obviously, again, I'm a dive because I was about to go a different direction, but the singing, I tell you, that's my thing, right? So did you like sing like growing up, like in like
in the church?
Church and stuff like that? You did, okay.
Singing in the choir.
Okay. What about in school?
Yeah, I sang all the way up through high school. I was in the academy at my high school for singing. Oh, and for actually real? Sang opera professionally. Nobody knows this.
What?
Oh, really?
I got paid to, like, go on tour to sing opera in the children's choir.
You are above average. Like,
I used to be. You know, you don't
she's talking about, like, that stuff going away. You don't lose that. She's trying to tuck that joint.
Right, she did.
You can sing. Don't try to tuck that joint.
You sing an opera. I mean, your optics are, like, all over.
Yeah, that falsetto.
I'm like, alto now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, alto, yeah, okay.
You said you're alto now?
But you know when you're young, your puberty hasn't hit and all
that?
Yeah,
a little soprano-ish, you know? Yeah.
Now I can't get up
Can't get up there.
I don't even remember. It's alto, soprano, and bass, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or tenor.
Yeah. Tenor. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. That's what most men, I guess you could say, are tenors. Like, when I sung at my church as well, and again, I sung, but I wasn't singing, like, if that makes sense. I think you probably understand what I mean by that.
Yes.
But yeah, so I was a tenor. So we would just, the deep parts, but that won't really sing for it.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I remember when I went to church and I was in a choir as well, and the choir director wanted me to sing "Oh Happy Day," and they went, and that wasn't the song I wanted to sing. And I was
sister act.
I was like, no, like, and she wanted me to be the person that did the solo part, and I was like, absolutely not. That is not the song that I want to sing. And I was like, dead set on not singing.
Right,
the song.
Right.
So then she was like, "This is gonna be your song. This is gonna be." I was like, no. So then the very next week, I didn't come. I was like, I told you I'm not singing that song. You're not hearing what I'm saying. Because, you know, in that song, like, you had, it was just too many highs and lows. And, had to, like, interact with the choir. It was just too much for me.
That's
right. And I was like, I'm not that skilled, one. And then two, like, I don't want to sing this song.
Yeah. That's funny, man. That's funny. So, I'm going to bring it back. We kind of went down the singing path a little far. Another question I have for you, Kayla. So, obviously, in life, we have, you know, ups and downs. We have different, you know, trials and tribulations. So, with you being a trainer, with you having your own gym, I'm pretty sure you probably had some things come up that were challenging that you were able to overcome, right? So, I just wanted to ask you, what would you say is the, when it comes to, like, challenges or just obstacles that you've had on your journey up to this point, what was your most challenging obstacle, and what did you do to overcome it?
To this point, I would feel like it's almost like having it all from the outside looking in and losing it all and starting over. But by choice.
Gotcha.
And really stepping out on faith and going out to figure out, like, who is Kayla as a person, what I want to do, and what truly makes me happy.
Okay.
And being willing to let go of things that weren't serving me at the time and starting over and finding myself and my path. So, and then deciding to start that path and still being faced with challenges. Like when I decided to open my gym, it wasn't easy and it took a lot of money. And people think, you know, entrepreneurs, I'm like, you know, and even after I opened the gym, there's still years where you have to work and work and work. Like, if you're not in the clear I would say starting it and thinking, okay, I'm excited, and then, like, financially struggling, and it's scary. It's like, wait, what am I doing with my life?
Right.
I have a son.
Yeah.
Like, and there was so many things I had to sacrifice. You know, I had to go move back with my mom, and people don't know, but there was a time where I was Uber eating just to pay my rent, selling stuff to pay my rent. So, you know, where I am now, I'm so much more grateful for it now because of what I went through.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a part of the process. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't know anybody, man, you know, when it comes to, you know, like, really, you know, making it and doing big things, like, everyone has challenges and obstacles that come. They may fake it. They may act like they don't.
Yeah.
But everybody has stuff that they have to overcome to get there. You know what I'm saying? It just makes your story that much sweeter.
Yep.
You know, so I'm glad that I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? I know sometimes, you know, it's tough to kind of talk about those things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It is.
Yeah.
And I know that when you have those obstacles, they do make you stronger.
Yeah.
Because I have a niece that's 25, 26, something like that. Yeah. No, I think she's 26. Like, I'm trying to think of her age. Look. And she went through a really bad breakup. And she had just graduated with her master's. And she was trying to figure out, like, how she could live life. Like, she was like, oh, we shared this rent.
Yeah,
and you know, did all these things. And I was like, girl, you're 26.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You ain't even experienced. I was like, you got this. I was like, it's going to be hard. But once you get through it, you're going to look back and be like, damn, it wasn't so bad after all.
Yeah.
And now that she's in a much, like, she's in Japan right now, traveling.
That
you know what I mean? Yeah. And we had a conversation before she left, and I was like, was it that bad? Like, you feel better
looking
now?
Back,
yeah.
Like,
and I was like, you got this. You might have to get another job, for a little bit of time to kind of get your things in order. I was like, but you're single. It's just you. You don't have to take care of a child.
Right. Exactly.
You know, you have your whole life ahead of you. I was like, your 20s, you're figuring it out. your 30s, you're going to hustle. Your 40s, you're going to sit back and chill and be like,
enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. That's a fact.
Now she's actually living her life. So everybody has that struggle. Everybody's going to go through it. You just have to get through it, learn from it, and move forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, that's good stuff, Sophia. I appreciate you sharing that as well. kind of going a little bit in the same direction but different direction as far as, like, being tough and having tough situations, right? So I know with you being a trainer and a gym owner, I know you work out yourself, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So
if,
I would hope
if
so,
you
right?
didn't. Sometimes yeah, I ask myself, like, why did I pick this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I know myself, I go to the gym. Cause I'm an early person. There's a gym that's right around the corner from where I live. So me and my buddy, I got an accountability partner. Me and him go about 3 times a week, right? Okay. And we go at 5:30 in the morning. You know, we get in there for an hour. You know, our goal is always to try to burn about 500 calories. So we do just different circuits, you know, different workouts or whatever to try to make sure that's our target. Sometimes we fall short of it. Sometimes we get it. Sometimes we do well above it, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, as far as being a gym person and owner and being accountable for other people, like I'm not wrapped like that. I ain't built like that. But one question I wanted to ask you though is, I don't know if you have an answer to this because of how many times you worked out, but for me, I remember my toughest workout that I've ever been into, that I ever had to experience. So I wanted to know from you, do you recall or do you have that, like, one tough workout, maybe something that you give people now or one that you had to go through and you was like, yo, I ain't think I was gonna make it. Like, so, and if you do, tell me when that happened. Like, when was that? Like, was it in college, high school? Was this as an adult, last year, yesterday?
I've had a few that I remember. Yeah. But the main one was probably in college. I was at Norfolk State. Mm-hmm. And in order for us to start, or in order for me to start that Monday, mm-hmm. we were doing it on a Saturday. I had to make my mile in under 7 minutes. And I am not a runner. I hate running. I enjoy it now, but, like, at that pace,
yeah,
absolutely not.
Yeah. 7-minute mile?
He would give it. I think he said, y'all get 3 tries. I did not make it till the third. I was, I don't know. That was.
So you had to run 3 miles.
I was about pretty to say. Well, so you had to run it a mile, and if you didn't do it, if you didn't make the time, you had to, like.
He would try to make us do it again. Oh, I'm like, shit. What sense does it make?
That's crazy.
So, yeah, that was probably my hardest, like, yeah. I wanted to die that day.
Yeah, that's
what
tough.
What was your hardest workout?
Yeah. My hardest one was kind of similar to what you said. It was in college, okay. right? And I remember they used to do this. It was an off-season program that we had, right? And so my freshman year, I played really well in college. I actually ended up, like, I was supposed to redshirt my freshman year, but we had 2 injuries, and I actually ended up starting, like, after, like, the third game of the season, mm-hmm. right? Well, me and the guy, it was a sophomore, we would switch off. We would alternate. I was running back, so we alternate, you know, what do you call it? Series. We alternate series or whatever, right? So I was, like I told you earlier, I was in shape, but I wasn't, like, you know, I wasn't the hardest gym guy, right? So I remember that offseason, like, they gave us a workout. And so they were like, yo, Royster, you're going to start this year, right? So you really need to, like, you know, whatever. And so I remember our running backs coach, it was me and the other guy I was talking about. He was now about to be a junior. I was about to be a sophomore. And they gave us a workout to do, and we had to do it. Like you said, it was like a certain amount of sprints. It was a certain amount of, like, bench press. And it was like we had to all do this, like, within, like, an hour time frame. Mm-hmm. And, man, I remember, like, this particular time, because they gave us, like, a certain amount of time to do it in, like, as far as, like, you had to complete this, and somebody had to, like, one of the coaches had to be there at the athletic department and watch it. And so I remember, like, I procrastinated like I always did, and I waited till, like, the very last day for you to be able to do it, right? And they were like, you can't start without doing this, right? Mm. I can't be a starter. Like, they wouldn't even consider me being a starter, and I really, really wanted to start. So I remember doing this, and it was so hot that day. Mm. And I remember just, like, I started to become cold. That's how, like, I think I had dehydrated or something. Oh. Like, I mean, I was, like, cold, and it was, like, 90 degrees outside. Like, because my body, I guess I just, like, in shock. Yeah, man. But I ended up doing it, which was great. But that one workout.
Did you
stop? Yeah. But I remember that one workout, like, stuck out to me. Like, that joint was, like, the worst ever. Yeah. Do you have one, Sophia, like a workout that sticks out to you in your brain at all?
Yeah, so back when I lived in Miami, you know, I was in really, really, really good shape, mm-hmm. right? Because there you almost, it's almost like you have to.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. I've noticed, I've seen that, like, before. People are like, yo, you down there, like, they be on the beach. Like, it's like, yo, you like.
Yeah, you walk outside, you got to look good at all times, right?
Got to be on 10.
So during this time, I was working out probably about 5 to 6 days a week, and it was a regular thing for years. Mm-hmm. And so my friend, his name is David, Clowney, he played for, Jets.
Yeah, Clowney played for Tech.
Yeah, I was like, that sounds familiar.
Yeah. Clowney played for Tech,
in college, and went on to the Jets, and then played for some other NFL team, and then ended up playing in Canada. And so when he was playing in Canada, he would go up there and play. Their season was different. Yeah. I can't remember how the season went, but he ended up coming down to Miami. And at the time, I thought, I was like, shoot, I keep on with a football workout. So we went down to South Beach. He was like, all right, you go work out with me. We went to the beach. I felt like I was dying. I was so far out of my body that I don't even remember the workout. I don't remember what we did. I just remember dying. And so after that, I was like, yeah, I'm never working out with you again. I'm going to stay in my lane. You go do that football workout, and I'm going to stay over here and, do my thing. But that was one of the hardest workouts that I did, and I don't even remember what I did.
That's crazy.
I just remember we obviously ran in the sand because we were on the beach. Something to do with abs, working out with abs, some type of running. I don't remember anything else outside of that.
That's crazy.
I was one of the toughest. I told him to try, I wanted to do a workout that they did.
Yeah,
I didn't succeed. Yeah.
That's crazy.
But that was the toughest workout that I had ever done.
I got one last question for you, Kayla. One last question. So I always hear people talk about this, and I've heard people say one, and I've heard people say the other. So, obviously both would be the best, but when it comes to like eating better or eating healthy and then like working out or exercising, obviously with you being a trainer, I feel like you're tapped into, that space, more than the average person. Mm-hmm. What would you put more emphasis on if you had to pick one? Obviously, you want to do both, but what do you think is more important? Like, obviously exercising and working out or eating healthy? I know that's a tough one, but,
I can never pick one. I would say eating healthy.
Eating healthy, yeah.
Yeah, what you put in your body overall is, most important.
Yeah, so. I would agree with you on that.
I've tried, I'm just work out really hard and just eat, crap, and I still gain weight. I feel gross.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you do. You're not eating right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I remember one of my buddies, man, he told me, he was like, you can never outwork a poor diet. Yeah. And that always stuck with me. So, I've always felt that way as well. You know what I mean? That's, obviously what you eat is slightly, they're both very important, but, being that you're a professional, I just wanted to, ask you and see what your opinion was on that.
Eating right is hard.
That's hard.
It's very hard.
It is tough. This stuff. They got all these different services and stuff now, and even that is tough trying to do that. It is.
It's so best you just make your own stuff.
Wegmans
is my lifesaver. Man, their little pre-prep proteins, like the chickens.
I've heard about that.
It costs a little more, but it is so worth it.
Wegmans is definitely. I haven't tried that, but Wegmans is definitely my place. I go there and Whole Foods as far as my any type of produce at all. They're my go-to. I like to grill, so for me, it's I like to grill. And so I'll cook stuff where we can kind of eat on it for a couple of days. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's always kind of how, how I've been doing it or whatever, at least the last, 10 years or so. Yeah. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we enjoy you coming today.
Yes.
I think that it was great conversation. I did want to touch on what happened on Tuesday with the eclipse?
Did you guys watch it?
Did you?
It was Monday.
It was Monday.
Because I remember Monday. I was angry. I was kind of scared. So on Monday.
What you scared of?
Chill. Why you look? I didn't let me get my statement out.
You know what I'm saying?
She jumped on the scared part. So look, so this is what happened, right? Because I'm not a scary person at all, right?
Go ahead and switch it up.
But people know I like to play golf. That's something I like to do often, right? So on Monday, the weather was actually great, right? So me and my buddy, we went and played golf around. Our tee time was 11 something, right? And so I remember that day hearing the eclipse was gonna come or whatever, right? And so they were you don't look up in the sky without the certain glasses on, right? So my wife was like, hey, you need to make sure you're done playing by a certain time. Cause when you play golf, you look up to see where your ball's going and all that or whatever, right? So she kind of put that in my back of my mind. And then my kids' school email and was like, hey, you can pick your kids up early from school because the kids are going to be trying to look outside and, you know, we can't control them but so much. And then I seen something else. My mom had texted me and was like, hey, Brian, like, make sure you just wear sunglasses today. I'm like, mom, like, okay. And then so like, I just kept hearing it. So then like we were playing golf and like the game was coming down to the end and I didn't want to leave because what we do it is like we don't like because we get like tally and we put money on it sometimes too, whatever. But it don't count unless you actually complete the whole 18 holes. That's how we normally do it, right? 9 or 18 holes. So we were like at hole like 16, 17. It was like 3 o'clock, right? And that's like the window when we were supposed to have the eclipse. And so I just remember like trying to play it, like kind of like peeking. Like I was like looking, I was like trying to hit the ball. I'm like, I just didn't want to like my eyes to get, you know, damaged or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't want to be taken out that way, my eyes and stuff. So yeah, I don't know why I felt like, you know, cause I guess so when you know how people tell you stuff, man, you start kind of like, yo, like the worst of the situation, you know what I mean? So yeah, but that was Monday. I remember the whole eclipse.
That's funny.
But that was, I didn't get to see when I was driving home though from playing golf, like it did get like really dark, you know, at least where I live at or whatever.
It did
you
for know. A second and then it kind of. But I think Texas got the best.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
Version of it. I think I saw like someone did a time lapse of their Ring camera. Okay. And then you could see where it got really, really dark. Wow. And then got really bright again. So if you lived in the path with the best view, I'm pretty sure that you got a good one.
So what was you doing, Kayla, during that time? Did you like look outside or look up at all?
I just went out in my front yard.
You did?
Yeah. Okay. I showed my son it. I picked him up early from
school. You did
from
school, yeah.
His
yeah.
would be the first one to be like,
let me put that situation in my exactly. for me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Here, you know,
yeah. I just showed him he didn't care.
Gotcha. So. Yeah. Now that's funny, man. And what I also mentioned too, shout out to my daughter. Speaking of the kids, my daughter's birthday was Wednesday. She just turned 4. So she's super excited about that. It was funny. We went to the school on Thursday. They had like the little birthday circle. And so she was so nervous. She was sitting there and they were doing the stuff. And then she just looked at me and she was like real quiet and stuff. And they got this little ceremony they do about going around the earth and the sun around, you know, 4 times because she's 4 and all that or whatever. But it was cool because this weekend we're doing a birthday party for her at Chuck E. Cheese, which is crazy. Crazy expensive. But
is it expensive? I remember Chuck E. Cheese was free.
Man, everything costs a lot of money now, man.
But, you know, they fully renovated the one in Chesapeake off of Battlefield.
That's what I'm going to.
Okay, so I heard that because Carter's been asking me to go. My son's name is Carter.
Okay.
So he's been asking me to go to Chuck E. Cheese, but I remember it being like old and dingy and dirty. Yeah. So I've been telling him no, but then I had a friend who just told me that they renovated it.
Okay.
She was like, oh, it's pretty decent in there now. So I was like, oh, okay, I might have to take him. So I told him if he plays on Saturday.
Okay.
With no issues.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. We can go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, you gave him some incentive.
Yeah, we're going to see.
Hey, kids love incentive, boy. Yes. You tell them, look, they'll run through the wall. Yeah, right? You ice cream, you want to do this?
See, I don't know, though, because he a boy, so he can be a little stubborn.
Yeah.
You know, because I tried to incentivize him with Chick-fil-A, with Sweet Frog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On this past Saturday, he wasn't having it. He was like, fuck them nuggets.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, look, that's how some kids' personality is funny, because my son, you know, he pretty much, he drinks the Kool-Aid. So if you say, hey, do this, he'll do it if you give him some incentive. My daughter, though, she's staying on business. That's what they say, right? The little saying they say now, stand on business. She be like, nope. And what you gonna do about it? Like, I know, like, she's not supposed to be that smart and know, like, I'm eventually, like, budge, right? You know what I'm saying? But she be like, nope. Nope.
I'm
like,
all right.
Yeah. But I just wanted to say shout out to her. We, on Wednesday, which I kind of take for granted, which was really, really fun. On Wednesday, she wanted to go to a Tides game. And Norfolk, you know, the Harbor Park.
Yeah.
And I've been, you know, to my fair share of Tides games over the years, but I didn't been like a year or so. And so we went to the game, me and my wife and, you know, the kids. And so I actually reached out to the Tides beforehand, and they shouted her birthday out at the stadium, which was dope.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Cute.
So they wished her happy birthday. They had it streaming across the scoreboard. So I took a picture of her smiling, seeing it. She was so giddy when it happened.
Yeah.
So that was really, really cool, man. So she appreciated that. So that was pretty, you know, pretty cool, man.
She really think you a superhero.
Right. Yeah, man. Yeah, I try to.
Who put my name on that board, Daddy?
Yeah. I try to, man. You know how the kids do, man. The kids get you, man. They do anything, man. Yeah, man. And y'all girls, too. Y'all are both girls. So, like, it's just a different, like, my son, I love my son. We got that. But the girl, like, it's just different, man. This is different.
I was a daddy's girl, for sure.
Yeah. It's different, man.
My son,
and only child.
I was saying, my son's in Cabo right now. while I'm sitting here. Like, Cabo. Talking about because he wants to go on a cruise or a trip.
A vacation.
So his dad and then took him to Cabo. I'm like,
oh, look at that.
You go to Cabo before me.
Right. How you get there? Yeah. I was watching, what was it, Selling Sunset, the real estate show where they was in Cabo. I think we were talking about that, Joy. Yeah. I was like, yo, that place look nice.
It does.
Look real. Nice. I'm trying to go out there.
We're going to be tatted up before mine.
Right. Yeah. No. But nah, that's but yeah, I just obviously like Sophia was saying, man, we want to appreciate you coming on and joining the podcast this week, Kayla. Yeah. We were thrilled
Thanks
to have you.
Me.
Appreciated just, you know, me reaching out on a hum and you saying, yeah, I'm down for it. So that was pretty cool. I know sometimes, you know, people are like, nah, or just don't say nothing, just you know what
like
I mean?
Me,
like,
because me and Kayla, I'm nervous, so I would have said no. If you had reached out to me and I already wasn't a part of
I'm trying to get, you know, more comfortable.
Yeah. And exposure too. Yeah. Practice.
I have all of them now.
Yeah. And so I want you to, Kayla, obviously let people know, I mean, I've mentioned who you are, I've said your name, but, you know, obviously talk about your gym real quick. And then, you know, if you want people to be able to reach out to you, you can, you know, share your social media if you want to as
well. Okay, yeah. Like I said, my gym's called Drip Athletic Club. We're down at the oceanfront. The website is dripathletic.club and same Instagram is exactly the same. And I do a lot of group classes, personal training and athletic training and...
Cool.
Hit me up if you want somewhere to work out.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man.
Thank you
so,
so much.
Appreciate it. And obviously, you know, I'm Brian, as we always conclude the podcast. It's Brian_Royster on social media. If you need anything, you can hit me up. Holler at me.
Don't forget what a Y.
Yeah, with the Y. Yeah, with the Y. Brian
and
with
I'm
the Y.
I'm SKV_mortgage. And we will see you next week.
See you next week.